This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, September 18th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the latest export sales report from the USDA suggests Chinese buyers are still avoiding U.S. soybeans and other commodities. Analysts believe it is Beijing's attempt to maximize leverage in ongoing trade discussions. Aside from any political settlement, many fear that renewed Chinese purchases could still be several months away. Typically, Chinese buyers are securing their needs now with U.S. supplies, but those orders have been shifted to South American supplies. At the end of August, China had booked no future sales for U.S. soybeans, corn, wheat, or sorghum. Beef, pork, and cotton orders also lagging recent years. The Agriculture Department is forecasting export losses for the 2025-26 marketing year that are deeper than losses during President Trump's first administration. The ploy is especially challenging for the U.S. soybean industry, as China purchases about half of all U.S. soybean exports. Beijing's 20% retaliatory tariff on U.S. soybeans has left U.S. product less competitive than other suppliers. Unlike 2018 and the first conflict between the two nations, Chinese buyers this time had time to anticipate trade conflict and secured supplies from other sources. Agriculture groups have been on Capitol Hill this week to broaden support for legislation that would shift control of the Food for Peace program to the USDA. Representatives from several prominent agriculture groups met with lawmakers and staffers this week, suggesting the State Department isn't up to the task of administering the program. The State Department took over the program, which sends surplus U.S. ag commodities to countries facing food insecurity, after dismantling the U.S. Agency for International Development. The groups say the department has only put out a few small tenders. The groups have been pressing lawmakers to move the program under USDA, which they say has proven its aptness by running programs like the McGovern-Dole Food for Education program and Food for Progress. The participants say they are targeting Agriculture Committee Democrats as well as those on the Appropriation Committee with, quote, a good agriculture or maritime constituency. 14 House Republicans have come out against, including language addressing California's Proposition 12 in the Skinny Farm Bill. The action could complicate a push by pork producers and other ag groups to overturn that 2018 law. In a letter sent to House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson and Ranking Member Angie Craig, the lawmakers said legislation such as the Save the Bacon Act would erode states' rights and undermine family farmers and expand foreign influence over U.S. food production. The ballot initiative was passed by California voters 7 years ago, narrowly upheld by the Supreme Court in 2023. Prop 12 requires that pork sold in California come from offspring of sows not raised in gestation crates. All swine farms in California and those selling into California's marketplace required to comply with the rules as of January 2024. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa introduced the Saving the Bacon Act. However, Representative David Valadao of California and Anna Paulina Luna of Florida and Andrew Garbino of New York have led this letter. None of the signers are members of the House Ag Committee. Finally, witnesses today told a House Agriculture Subcommittee that the USDA's Rural Development Mission area needs enough staff at the local level to help producers take advantage of the array of available RD programs. Former Deputy Secretary Sotil Torres-Small was among the panel of rural development experts who emphasized the values of having boots on the ground. You can find more about this story and others today at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.